Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. Patty Decker hanging out this hour on BetQL Daily. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth. Let's try this again. I think we've got Cody Decker back. Cody, we left off talking about the Angels. Before we head to the National League side of things, how about the AL MVP? It's Ohtani, Judge, and Trout at the top. Then it drops a little Vlad Jr., Buxton for some reason, the fifth favorite. Do you like any of those names, or is there maybe a name down the board that you like if you're looking for some value? It's jumped out to me that Tim Anderson is 80-1, but I don't know that we're ever going to see a shortstop win that award again. And is Cody gone? Of course, he's gone.
Can you hear us?
No, he's gone. I don't know.
I'm getting PTSD from when the show first started and this happened to us like every day.
Oh, man.
How dare Joe G take a day off?
Yes, I need his calming presence right now because I just want to snap.
I know.
God. All right, great. Maybe it's just not going to work out. Tried like
Phoner?
Four or five different times. No. Yeah, it is. You know, what's funny is we talked about Jose Ramirez. Because early on, the value was there when it was 25-30 to 1 range, and that number shortened. And then now it's popping back up there. So I wonder if it always comes down to health. Ohtani, Judge, Trout, three guys that have injury history, are they all going to get hurt? Because if none of them get, if one of them is healthy all year, it's probably going to go to them for the award. Cody, you with us?
We got you.
I hear you loud and clear. Can you hear
All
me?
All right. We're good.
Wow.
We're good. Thankfully. Jeez. AL MVP. Any thoughts? Is it Ohtani, Judge, Trout? If any of them could stay healthy the entire season, or would you look elsewhere?
I mean, it's kind of hard to look anywhere else right now, especially Aaron Judge. My God, if Aaron Judge can continue this streak, and that it's really all about staying healthy. If he stays healthy, there's no reason he couldn't do this. He should accidentally hit 75 home runs in the Bronx, especially with that short porch and right. The way he's able to flick balls over that right field wall, that monster of a human being. I cannot stress enough, he is not built like the rest of us. A water bottle in his hands looks like a thimble in our hands. It's insane.
What about on the Cy Young side? Justin Verlander is now the favorite. Gossman's numbers are terrific. He's your second favorite. Cole's still up there in the team photo for the favorites. He's the third favorite. Cease, a bad performance last night. It finally didn't hit, right? The K prop, it did not hit last night. It's only the second time this year he has not gone over 7.5 out of his 9 starts. Where are we looking AL side for Cy Young?
Listen, it's kind of hard to not look around at the usual suspects. You immediately think of Gerrit Cole, even though he did not have his best outing this last go around. You mentioned Dylan Cease, the K-prop king that I have dubbed him, and we should all bow down to him every single time he pitches. Yeah, he only had one K yesterday. That does not happen very often for a Dylan Cease. Although I do not think Dylan Cease is a wise pick for the future when it comes to the Cy Young, because Dylan Cease is very capable of giving up 5 to 10 runs in an outing and then going out the next day and shoving 10 strikeouts with no hit innings. It's insane. But yeah, I think Gerrit Cole is a very good pick, not to mention all the other names on the list. Yeah, Gausman is someone to follow. He's really turned himself into a star pitcher these last couple of years. I know that Robbie Ray hasn't gone off to the start that he wants, but I got to understand it's still May. There's plenty of time to do some serious damage. On the NL side, you can even make a case that if DeGrom comes back healthy enough and early enough, if he makes enough of an impact to those Mets, he might do something on the NL side. So I think it really is anybody's ball game when it comes to Cy Young futures in both leagues.
What about home run leader? It's feeling like RIP to my Vladdy bet. Who do you like for that one?
You know, there's a lot of interesting names on this list. I think the obvious ones are the Aaron Judges of the world, but I think there's a lot of value on a CJ Cron ticket. CJ Cron is a guy that hits a ton of power. In fact, everybody with the last name Cron, his father, Kevin Cron, who I played for, he was my manager over there in Reno, Nevada, in AAA for the Diamondbacks. His brother, Kevin Cron, is an even better hitter, an even better power hitter, who's been playing over in Japan for the last couple of years. And CJ currently hitting, what, 315 with 11 bombs? He plays in Colorado. It's starting to heat up over in Colorado. He's going to end up with like 54 home runs if he stays healthy. I think that ticket might have a little bit of value if anyone wants to jump all over that.
Cody, when we were talking about the American League, you have the White Sox 5.5 games back, but they're the favorite, so that's intriguing. It's up for grabs in the West with the Angels. As long as they can stay healthy, they're going to be in the mix with the Astros. Mariners disappointing. Yankees off to a good lead. Certainly, we have the depth in the AL East. And my concern is with the National League that these three teams that are leading in late May, we might not see a change moving forward. The Mets have an 8-game lead. You've got the Brewers, a 3-game lead. We know about the strong pitching there. And it's a small lead for the Dodgers, but is anybody going to catch the Dodgers? It's a 1.5 game lead over San Diego, 6 games over San Francisco. The three teams that lead, LA, Milwaukee, New York Mets, are they going to be your division winners in the National League?
Yeah. Absolutely. I don't think anyone's going to catch him anywhere. But I will say this. Two of those teams, I think, are a lot more real than one of those teams, and that's the Milwaukee Brewers. I think the Milwaukee Brewers are going to be a victim of their own dominance, and if they don't do some serious work to bolster that offense when it comes to the trade deadline, I think they're going to run to a buzzsaw that's either called the Mets or the Dodgers when it comes to October, because their pitching, as good as it is, hasn't been able to carry them to or through in October yet. So something needs to change. They had a lot of options this offseason. And I think if they just kept Escobar instead of letting him get over to the Mets, that alone would have done wonders for their offense. Instead, they went out and got an Andrew McCutchen. And I love Andrew McCutchen in 2011. It doesn't seem like the move in 2022.
What about the Padres? They've been intriguing. It doesn't seem like Tatis is coming back anytime soon. But what's been your assessment of the San Diego team?
Manny Machado leading the charge. And right now, if it's the end of the season, he's your NL MVP. He's incredible. Eric Hosmer off to a very good start. But the only thing that concerns me, it's the same good start he got off to last year. I hope he can continue to maintain it. But one thing that this team has absolutely done is bolster their pitching. And so far, their pitching has stayed healthy. Last year, they lost out on a Snell. They lost Yu Darvish for a good amount of the year. They lost Mike Clevinger for a good amount of the year. They were running basically a skeleton crew. This year, they have all of those guys, including a Joe Musgrove, who really is that team's ace, a Sean Manaea, who's been phenomenal, and a spattering of a few other guys filling in. I think this team's got the pitching depth to take them deep into the playoffs, and they're doing it all without Fernando Tatis Jr. I mean, that just tells you how deep this team really is. They've been primed to win for a couple of years, and hey, they're right there. But again, the Dodgers are the best team ever.
So we know how strong the top end of the National League West is. You just went over it with those two teams, and we can add San Francisco after what they accomplished last year. But you look at Arizona, Colorado. Colorado's in last place, and they're really good at home. They're only 2 games under 500. Is this the best deepest, however you want to define it, division all of baseball?
Unquestionably. It just is. It's not just Colorado, though. I mean, look at the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks are a good, good baseball team, and they're in last place in that division. And by the way, if they were in any other division right now, they would be in, at best, or at worst, I should say, third place in every single other division in Major League Baseball. That's how good that division is right now. That team is 19-21. They're just a game under 500, the Arizona Diamondbacks. So yeah, is this division in the NL West the best division in baseball? It might be the best division I've seen in a decade.
Are there any futures that you have your eye on, whether it's long shots or awards, anything we haven't touched on that you like?
There's a few things I do like. There's a couple of tickets out there that I'm interested in. I think a Max Fried Cy Young future ticket has some serious value to it. He just goes out and pitches very good, consistent ball games, low pitches, deep into innings. And if the Braves can start winning some more ball games again and get themselves back in to contention in the NL East, Max Fried is going to be a big reason why.
Okay, Fried, there is some value there. He's 16-1. He's the sixth favorite in the National League. Burns, the favorite. Rodon, the second favorite at plus 750 for San Francisco. But we know the deal with Rodon. It's just, can he stay healthy for an entire season? We've tossed this idea out. We got into this conversation yesterday with the National League Cy Young Award. If there isn't that one dominant pitcher, can you see Hader winning this as a long shot? 50-1.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's tricky because you don't see a lot of relievers win a Cy Young Award. He has to affect a lot of baseball games. In fact, the last reliever I can remember winning a Cy Young Award, I believe, was Eric Gagne of the Los Angeles Dodgers. But what it took for him to do it was he had to set records that have never even been touched before. I think he, what, saved 83 consecutive Major League Baseball games. It's just really, really hard to do. So is there value to the ticket if it's 50-1? Yeah, but again, he needs to do Eric Gagne in 2002 type of numbers to get there. Is he capable? Yes. But looking throughout that team, if there's someone more likely to win a Cy Young on that team, it's definitely going to be Corbin Burns or even Woodruff.
So in the NL MVP, we mentioned Machado. That number is all the way down to 2-1. 2-1. We'll see what happens when Tatis comes back. That's the second favorite. Harper, the third favorite. Arenado's in the team picture. So is Soto. Any names down the board that you might take a look at when it comes to the National League side of things?
There's a few names. I mean, Freddie Freeman's another name that is not mentioned enough, but you know at the end of the year, he's going to be in the mix, and he's off to an incredible start of the year. You mentioned Mookie Betts. He's really finally turned it on. He's got 11 homers right now. He's just killing it. There's a lot of names. I mean, pick a Dodger. Literally throw on the Dodgers lineup and grab a dart and throw it at it, and you have just as good of chance of winning an NL MVP as just about anybody. Justin Turner's odds are still even up there, and he's off to a pretty bad start to a season, especially compared to a normal Justin Turner season. Even Max Muncy has plenty of time to turn this around. I think anybody in the league, it's really interesting because it is very early. Manny Machado was 30-1 just about a month ago. And now, as you mentioned, 2-1 to win the NL MVP. It's an interesting thing, and the races are going to change, especially when it gets closer to August.
What about Rookie of the Year, that market? Any bets there? I bet Saya a while ago. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts there with Rookie of the Year?
He hasn't done anything, right, Cody, in a while, and he's still the favorite.
Nothing, but really, in the look in the National League, what rookie is really making a huge impact? I mean, think about all of Major League Baseball. You hear spatterings about Bobby Witt Jr., but right now, the only things I'm seeing any rookie making major impacts thus far is just headlines. I mean, Rushton over there in Baltimore. I've seen more things about him getting called up than anything else. And it just seems like there's a lot of fanfare, but not a lot coming out of it so far. I mean, Bobby Witt Jr. is putting together a decent season, but it's going to be weird. I think there's going to be another name off the board that we're not seeing yet or even talking about when it comes to the NL or AL Rookie of the Year, because it's one of those lofty awards. It doesn't take an incredible season. It almost just takes getting up to the big leagues and staying and contributing to actually win that award.
Do you think Detmers could end up putting it together? He's got that moment that people remember. If he's in the rotation all year for the Angels, they win that division. Could he be in the mix for AL? He's 40-1.
No question about it. I think all the tickets that are really high, if you see like a 5-1, like a 2-1 ticket for NL or AL Rookie of the Year, I think it's kind of a fool's ticket right now, because I don't think anyone's talking about the Rookie of the Year futures all that much. And I don't think anybody really takes it all that seriously. So if you can get a value on a Detmers that's like something like 40-1, I think you're just as good about picking that as you would a Bobby Witt Jr. Getting the same amount of, you're getting much better value for what I think are the same odds of a pick.
Tell me a little bit about like your betting style on a daily basis. Are you looking at props, sides, totals? What's kind of your strategy?
Depends on the games and matchups themselves. I love player matchups, player hitter matchups specifically. I love playing total bases. Total bases is just a gimme every single day. There's so much money to be had out there on that field with that. Outside of that, I love the run line. I know a lot of people are hesitant to play the run line, but you're looking throughout Major League Baseball, it is very rare that we're getting one-run ball games. The run line usually is coming in at an outrageous rate. Sometimes I just pull up the MLB app and I'm just pointing out how many games are won by one run, and it's usually on any given night at most two games. So the run line one pays out a ton, and it always hits. You just got to make sure you're taking a look at the matchups and looking out for it. But it gets real interesting with the run line, because last night, if you go to an extra inning game, people kind of freak out a little bit because it's often becoming one run games. But you see the teams that are really going for the win in extra inning games, teams that are going for a bigger hit, trying to score 2-3 runs.
I think that's a good point, especially now that we're in late May. Temps are starting to warm up. We're seeing more offense, something that just wasn't happening in April when those totals were so low. So you bring more offense into it. Teams are more likely to cover those run lines. So certainly a good point there. Coming up next, Cody, look at the World Series futures. This is a marker, Memorial Day. When people say, okay, now I think we have a strong idea of what we have, if anything's changed from the beginning of the season, and also we'll take a look at today's card in Major League Baseball. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth, Cody Decker hanging out the rest of the hour. This is BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily from BetQL.